We're going to Pennsylvania next and talking to Bob with an HVAC question. What's going on?
My house is only 3 years old, but I have an 80% furnace that's natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I was curious to know if it's a wise thing to do to put a heat pump in instead of my air conditioner and use the gas as the backup, or if it made better sense to go with a 95% efficient furnace and leave the AC. I was going to consider doing one or the other, or just leaving it alone.
Well, in your part of the country, you're talking about electric heat pump?
Yes.
In your part of the country, with the dramatic temperature swing that you have in Pennsylvania, I would never recommend an electric heat pump because it can, if it gets to the point where it's not going to keep up, it's always going to bring on the backup. I just don't think that's necessary. I would recommend that you go with a very high efficiency condensing furnace, you know, like a Lennox Pulse or something like that. And that's going to give you the best efficiency. And then with an Energy Star rated air conditioning compressor, those would be the two elements that would deliver the best overall efficiency in your part of the country. Heat pumps are generally okay only if you live in the south, like I would say Georgia and farther south, because the temperature is not quite as dramatic and it's okay if you run in the backup mode from time to time. But I think in your place, I would definitely use a high efficiency furnace.
Okay, I appreciate that, because it was described to me that the heat pump would only run down to about 40 degrees, which is the temperature range, like you said, down south, is when they are efficient. And then, you know, then it would switch over to the gas. So I didn't know if that made enough sense with the amount of time.
Well, what happens is this. A heat pump is an air conditioner that runs in reverse. You know, when you have a window unit stuck in a window of your house, it blows hotter on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you reverse that refrigeration cycle, you have a heat pump. The problem with a heat pump is it will only heat to within 2 degrees of what you set it at. So let's say you set the temperature in your house at 70. If the temperature falls to 69, the heat pump kicks on. If it falls to 68, the heat pump stays on. If it falls to 67, the heat pump says, whoa, I can't keep up with this anymore, and brings on the backup heat, which in most cases is electric, which is really crazy, and in your case would be gas. So you're going to end up running the gas furnace a lot anyway. That's why I think the best thing for you to do is to skip the heat pump part of this and just go with a good quality, high efficiency gas furnace. That's going to give you the best return on your investment, and it'll also be more comfortable.
Keep your energy bills down.
Yeah, because another common complaint of heat pumps is that they blow cold air, quote unquote. Well, they don't really blow cold air, but they don't blow air that's as warm as what you're used to it. So as you're sitting in your easy chair and that air comes out of the register at like 90 degrees instead of like 105, as it blows across your skin being damp, you get evaporative cooling, which forces a sort of a chill effect. And that's why people say it feels like it's cold air when it's really not. But for all those reasons, I would not do a heat pump in Pennsylvania. I would go with a high-efficiency gas furnace.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.